Tulsi Gabbard calls for Americans to unite against big tech. By Alim Bokhari on July 29, 2019. Anti-establishment Democrat and presidential candidate Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, who is suing Google over alleged censorship, released a new video today calling for conservatives and liberals to unite against big tech's assault on free expression. "This concentration of power and influence is a direct threat to our democracy. Which is why I've taken action against Google and will continue to advocate for breaking up these tech monopolies and ending their power to undermine our freedom of speech," said Gabbard. "They have banned voices who, while controversial and maybe even distasteful, have not incited violence or threatened others. Their sole offense was expressing a view that these corporations deemed unacceptable. Whether we're progressives or conservatives, left or right, if we do not stand united in this struggle to protect our freedoms, we all lose." The Hawaii congresswoman and Iraq war veteran recently announced a lawsuit against Google after the tech giant allegedly shut down her Google Ads account shortly after the first Democrat presidential debate, at precisely the moment when her bid for the White House was attracting renewed attention from Google users. The campaign seeks a legal injunction against Google to prevent further election meddling, as well as $50 million in damages. "Because of her vocal stance against big tech censorship, the mainstream media has attacked Gabbard." Left-wing magazine Vice recently ran an article accusing the Democrat candidate of taking a page from the far right's playbook by talking about online censorship. The complaint from Gabbard's fading campaign showcases how the far left and right have forged a weird alliance in bashing Silicon Valley. It also outlines how their big tech playbooks diverge, wrote Vice. Gabbard is known for taking stances that anger establishment Democrats. Her strong anti-war stance and her recent decision to co-sponsor a bill with Representative Thomas Massie, RKY, to audit the Fed, a cause popularized by Ron Paul, put her on the anti-establishment wing of the party. The establishment-friendly media has run hit pieces against Gabbard that echoed anti-Trump narratives, including the charge that her campaign is supported by Russian propagandists. "Are you a source at Amazon, Facebook, Google, or any other corporation who wants to confidentially share information about wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Breitbart senior technology correspondent Alim Bokhari at alimbokhari@protonmail.com. Use a free ProtonMail to ensure your message is encrypted."